looking for my God. Good evening, everyone. This is at Jasmine Moore Model. This is Here to Inspire podcast show. I have a special guest tonight. His name is Quentin Goss. He is a pro football player, also played in the NFL. One of the teams that he played on was Philadelphia Eagles and also Denver Broncos. So I'm going to go ahead and give the mic to him and let him start talking. So Quentin, how was it playing pro football? Like, what do you enjoy about it?
Well, playing in the NFL is an amazing experience. I mean, a lot of athletes, you know, that's like the pinnacle of the career when you get up there. I'm still fighting on my dream to get back in. But it is awesome to be there when I play with the Eagles in 2016, the preseason. It was so cool, like, my first day going there, and you see, like, Sam Bradford, and then Carson Wentz, you know, got drafted. That's his first day there. Then Darren Sproles. You got these, like, guys you play with on Madden, and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so cool, you know. And then you got to cover them and make plays in the actual game. So I got used to it later on, obviously, during the practices and stuff. And, you know, I did my thing in Philly and then, you know, got released. Went to the Patriots, actually, for 4 weeks, and then got released there, and then went straight to Denver, played 4 to 5 games there, and the next season, preseason, I got released. You know? So it's been a journey. The NFL is a journey. It's a lot of politics put into it, too, but you keep doing your thing and find your way in there, you'll get in. So it's been a blessing, though. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's definitely a blessing that you had that opportunity. So, like, during this journey, what do you think is keeping your faith on everything? Because I know, like, sometimes when you go through stuff, it's, you know, it's hard. It's like God is testing you. So, I mean, like, what kind of helps you through the situation, you know, just to keep your faith and to believe that, like, something bigger and better is going to happen? Because I'm pretty sure, like, a door is going to open up for you.
No, for sure. I mean, you know, you keep staying prepared. You know, God's gonna bless you with the thing that, you know, that plan that He has for you. The one thing, like, when you stop and the opportunity presents itself, then you're not ready, then, you know, you're gonna look foolish, and then you're gonna lose that one opportunity that you had that God's trying to bless you with. So every day I prepare myself for that opportunity to come again, and you know, I've been through a lot of obstacles in my life, growing up and stuff. So, like, stuff like this that happens, like, you get cut from a team or, you know, people acting shady or something. You know, you always keep thick skin and just keep it moving because, you know, God's with you on the journey. And, like, it happens for a reason. And my thing is, like, my book, at the end of the day, when I write my book, it's going to be a thick book of a lot of stuff to help other people that read it, because it's going to have a lot of goal setting, a lot of obstacles that I've overcome, a lot of things to show you, like, the journey for success is not easy.
Definitely. It's definitely not easy at all. I mean, like, I've gone through some things, too. You know, being an upcoming model and an actress, 2 years ago, I did a TV show on Thicker Than Water show with Ben Tanker and his family, and it was a pretty cool journey being able to work with them and stuff. And I've been in a couple of fashion shows, but I think one thing is God is, like, molding me and building my character, because I haven't been booked for a lot of stuff recently. And I feel like He's working on my character so I can be stronger and be prepared for what He has for me. Because I know that He's going to eventually open up so many doors for me. And, you know, just, I'm 26 right now. So I feel like God doesn't put an age limit on your blessings, you know. So I'm definitely, you know, preparing for my career and everything. And I can definitely feel what you're saying. Like, you know, He pretty much put you through trials and tribulations to get you prepared for something bigger. And I think that's great. I think that it's awesome that you're not giving up. That's a huge blessing. I mean, you never know what he might have for you. I mean, you might be able to have your own team and be able to coach, and you know, it's just so much that he has for you and that I know that he has for me. So that's definitely a blessing, you know.
Well, for sure. I mean, there's a lot, everybody that that you look at, and most successful people have gone through something in their lifetime. I don't know if you've seen that picture with the glacier, and you see the tip of the glacier above the water, and it shows, like, you know, trophies and stuff around the glacier. Then under the glacier in the water, you see like all the muck and all the trials and tribulations the person's been through, but nobody sees that. They always see the success, and that's why, like, sometimes social media can be a bad thing for younger kids, because when they look at it, they see, oh my gosh, like Kevin Hart, like he's driving that Mercedes, like it's so cool, like, but you don't know that Kevin, like, had to put in, like, was it, like he said like about 12 years of work to get to where he is now, and it's been 5 years of success, you know, of grinding. You know, The Rock got cut from an NFL team, a CFL team, then got into wrestling, and then got bigger, and at the time, and now he's, like, one of the biggest, highly paid actresses in the world. So, Tyler Perry lived in his car, Steve Harvey lived in his car. So, it lets you know, like, you gotta go through some grind to achieve that greatness, but if you stay the course, it's going to happen. And that's the one thing that I think the average person, it's hard for them to do, to become, I call it becoming an elite one percenter, because, like, you, it's hard for people to try to achieve that, because it's so many, you don't know when that success is going to come. So I think that's very important to keep on fighting through.
Definitely. I agree with that. And, you know, like you were saying on social media, like, they look at the cars and the money and everything. I honestly believe that God has us go through those trials and tribulations, like, coming up in the industry, because for one, he wants us to stay humbled. And a lot of people forget from, like, where they came from. They think about the money and everything, but I always feel like God blessed us with our talents and our gifts, not to just benefit us, but it's to benefit his kingdom. He wants us to be able to go out and bless people. And there's no reason to be selfish, because if you think about it, if you truly are blessing others from your heart, he's going to end up doubling your blessing. So it's not like we're losing anything, you know? So I feel like, you know, he's probably testing us also just to make sure we're going to, you know, stay humble. And that's the main thing, you know, we always want to stay humble in anything he blesses us with, because then it's just going to end up doubling the blessings. And then we can, you know, go out and help so many people, because, you know, I've met a lot of people, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so sweet, you're humble. And I'm like, of course, like, you know, I don't think I'm above anyone, because I'm God's child. And I want to be able to inspire people and let them know that you're just good enough, because we're all God's children. So that's what I think about the situation.
That's so true. You know, God is an amazing God. And, like, a lot of people, you know, even if there's people that are non-believers, like, I let, like, somebody's like, well, you're religious and you're this and that. I'm like, I'm spiritual. I'm a person that's been through a lot, and God guided me through every single, like, obstacle I've been through in my life, and I can attest to it, and I can tell you my story, and I let people know, like, you know, it's not gonna be an easy journey, but, like, it's funny, like, people, like you were saying, like, people watch you, they observe who you are, they say, man, you are, like you said, you're humble, you know, you're an awesome person, like, what do you do? You know, and then they dig a little deeper, like, wow, like, oh, you go to church, you do this, you've helped, you've taken kids to Haiti, you've done this and that, and they're like, wow, that's so amazing, and, like, you're that shining light for, you know, for God, and, like, and it's following the example of Jesus, like, being able to be that light in the world, because, the world is, you know, a lot of stuff is happening right now in the 21st century, and, you know, you gotta have thick skin. You gotta have thick skin, in today's world. But it needs to be a lot more people, like you were saying, like, that humble, that are shining light,
fighting through to get to where they need to go. Because, you know, child of God, like, it's not easy. Because most people think, like, like in the Bible, like, the disciples, they went through a lot after Jesus left. Especially when he, they pretty much went through a lot of, like, a lot of people hating them. Some disciples were killed and stuff because just of their faith. But I would say, like, it's not easy, but you got to continue to grind through the success, grind through to get that success that you want. But you're going to touch people along the way. And I think that's the most important thing, is, like, just fighting through, continuing to drive on the journey. And, you know, I totally agree with you on that.
Yes, definitely. It's just good to stay humbled and just keep going, you know, because you do have to have thick skin. This industry is no joke. And I always tell people that you should go by the spirit. So I feel like if you have a close relationship with God and you're praying a lot and fasting, the Holy Spirit is going to definitely lead you to the right direction. I mean, if you don't have God with you, then you're just going to go the opposite direction. You don't want to go that way. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I have a relationship with God. And I think that's amazing that you have a relationship with God. And we keep, you know, keep keeping him first, then we're going to be just fine. You know, he knows our plans. He knows what he has for us. So all we got to do is just trust him and keep the faith. And I just hope that everybody that's listening right now, you know, they're encouraged and they know, like, not to give up. And, you know, no matter what you go through in life, you got to keep pushing, because nothing comes easy in this world at all, especially since, you know, we're living in 2018. It's not getting any better. I definitely believe we're living in the last days. So this is definitely the time where people really need to grow closer to God so he can lead them in the right direction.
For sure. You know, it's funny. I was on a plane, flying back, because I was on the CFL team, actually, 2 days ago. I was on the CFL team, and they released me. And I was reading a book called The Divine Law of Compensation. I believe the lady's name, Marion Williamson. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I just wanted to read something real quick. It said, I'm not on one of the pages, it said, I'm not looking for a job. I'm trying to find out what I should do and what, and into how I'm going to make ends meet. So, you know how most people, like, they get to a point where, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not successful enough. I need to, like, do this, do that, just to make myself, you know, to pay off this and that. It says, to make ends meet. As are sentences that confuse the universe. A child of God doesn't have to look for a job. A child of God doesn't have to figure out what to do. A child of God doesn't have to worry about how ends will meet. A child of God simply is a magnet for all things good. And, you know, the you that thinks of life as a struggle or a place where you're on your own is not the real you. The real you already has a God-given function, and the universe is set up to support it. I thought it was this interesting read on the plane.
Yeah, that is. Definitely is. So, do you have any other questions or anything else you want to let our audience know before we wrap this up?
I would say, like, in between your journey on succeeding, I'd like to get to where you want to go, like, always have some backups as well, on what you want to do as well. Like, write down a goal sheet. One thing I did in eighth grade was write down my goals, and getting a 4.0 GPA, earning a football scholarship to schools, like, the simple things, you know, to get where you want to go and put it on your door to see it still on your phone. And those little things help me achieve to where I am and keep me focusing on track. And another one I recently wrote a while ago was build my own business. And I got a business called Iron Visuals, and it's a video production company. And in the off season, or even when I'm playing in season, I have a team of 5 people that work with me, and they travel around the world and film content for multiple businesses and personal brands. So, like, having that as a backup plan and also achieving your things, like, just continuously finding things to do. And I think a perfect person to understand who does that is TD Jakes. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but he has multiple businesses he runs, and he's a for greatness. Never limit yourself.
Thank you so much, Quentin. I really appreciate you doing this podcast with me. So we're going to wrap this up right now. I hope that you have a blessed day. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast for this evening. I hope you guys stay blessed and remember to always stay encouraged. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.